2020 has been extremely challenging for all of us. We have been placed and forced to do things differently. But I was just thinking about, as I was studying, how good God is in the midst of all we've been through, in the midst of the pandemic, God is still good.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
God is still good.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
We are here this morning and we are still standing. Yes. This morning, I want you to take time not to focus on the struggles you've been encountering, but focus on the blessings.
Amen.
Amen. I want you this morning to share with me, okay? Because it's easy to focus on the struggles.
Yeah.
It's easy to allow these struggles to overtake you. It's easy to talk about what is not going right. It's easy to talk about what your needs are. It's easy to talk about things you don't have. It's easy to talk about problems you're dealing with. It's easy to talk about those kind of things. But this morning, I want you to focus on the blessing.
Yeah. All right.
This morning, I need you to do a mind shift with me. Let's focus on the blessing. And let's focus on the opportunity. Hallelujah, this morning.
Okay.
Let's take our energy this morning. Let's take our minds and our heart this morning to focus on the opportunity, to focus on the blessing. As I mentioned to you, I struggled all night with these two sermons that God was downloading within me, the spirit in my heart and in my spirit. And I was not just struggling because I thought both of them were relevant words, but I wanted to make sure I was in the will of God. You with me, church?
Yeah,
I wanted to make sure that the word that I was going to bring this morning was a word that was going to be pleasing to God, but not just pleasing to God, but would penetrate your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I asked God, which one should I preach? And he told me, he said, both.
All right.
Then I asked, how was I going to tie the two together? And he said, you can't, but I can if you allow me to lead you this morning by my spirit.
Ah. Woo.
Yeah. As we are only five days away from Christmas, am I right? The day of the 20th, we're 5 days away from Christmas.
That's right.
Remember when you were younger and you were like my grandkids' age, it appeared that Christmas was so far away, took so long for Christmas to come.
Couldn't get you.
Anybody with me?
Amen.
Do you remember the first Christmas gift that you got? I remember when my dad and mom bought me a three-speed bicycle. I remember the three-speed bicycle came out, and it was a lime green bicycle. Amen? And I could not wait to get to that bicycle. I could not wait to see that gift. I could not wait to get on that bicycle and ride that three-speed bicycle with that banana seat. Y'all don't remember banana seats, do you?
Yes.
Long as the bike.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
You can ride three people on one bike.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about on a handlebar.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. So I understood how excitement was to wake up Christmas morning and to get that gift. Amen. That was like the greatest gift for me of all time. And it made a impression on me because I never forgot that bicycle.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So 5 days away from Christmas, we see so many people out getting prepared, buying gifts, feeling some sense of normalcy. Amen. I don't know if you've been out recently, but people are out, you know, shopping. And it's a great thing to see that because then they kind of getting back to some type of sense of normalcy. Amen. But this morning, I want us to celebrate the greatest gift given of all times. The greatest gift given of all times is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm gonna stop for one moment, and I want to thank my cousin from Houston for joining us this morning, Allison Thomas.
Amen.
This morning, all the way from Houston. Hallelujah. So we want to talk about celebrating the greatest gift given, what of all times, which is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's also, as I give you a little bit of history, it's also the most important celebration in history. The most important celebration in history in mankind. Now look, when Christ was born, there were some gifts that came to us at no cost. That he had already, at some point, had went through as he was born, had paid the price for us to what? To receive these gifts. Amen. How many people got gifts? Just raise your hand at me. You got gifts? I love gifts.
Yes.
I love the surprise of gifts. I love seeing a gift wrapped in nice paper and in a nice box and a nice bow on top of it. And I don't even know what's inside of it. And I get so excited just to see what's inside the gift. Yeah. Y'all with me this morning. Y'all know what I'm telling you. Come on.
Yeah.
I know y'all. I know y'all spiritual and got it all going on and everything. I get it. You like gifts too. So, but catch this. But there were some gifts that are free that he paid the price for us to receive.
Yes.
He gave us. Let me give you some free gifts this morning that you can put on the tree. As a matter of fact, that you can impart in your life. Amen. That was the gift of eternal life that he gave us.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. See, stay with me this morning, church. He gave us what? Eternal life, life after life. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. He gave us also a free gift, the gift of power.
Amen.
Yeah.
He gave you the gift of power, the gift to be able to do things that you can't do in your natural that can do in the supernatural realm. Amen. He gave you the power to overcome. He gave you the power to be more than a conqueror. He gave you the power to be encouraged.
Yes.
He gave you the gift of redemption.
Hallelujah.
He gave you the gift of redemption. He gave you the gift of peace. How many people ever received the gift of peace that surpasses all your understanding this morning, church? Hallelujah. He gave you the gift of peace. You're having peace in a situation that you know you should be troubled by.
Come on, man. Yes.
He gave you the gift of life. Life and life more what? More abundantly this morning. Hallelujah. He gave you an abundance of life.
Yes, yes.
He gave you a life with a beginning and no ending.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let me back there for a minute. That came straight from the throne. He gave you a life with a beginning and no ending.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. You missed it. You missed it. Let me say it one more time quietly. He gave you a gift of life with a beginning and no ending.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He gave you the gift of love.
Yes.
You're able to love. He gave you the gift of what? Of hope. Hallelujah. Yes. See, right now, those are gifts all in one packet. See, you don't understand. As I'm unraveling this gift right now, everything came into one package. Hallelujah. He gave you the gift of giving.
Yes.
He gave you the gift of grace and mercy and love.
Yes.
He gave you the gift of wisdom. See, right there alone is enough just to praise him right there. Come on, church. Right there alone, let's praise him for the gifts that he's given us.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's praise him for the gift.
Thank you, Jesus.
He gave us the gift of forgiveness. He gave us the gift of worship.
Yes.
He gave us the gift of healing.
Yeah.
The gift of wealth. The gift of protection, the gift of joy, the gift of compassion, and the gift of faith. See, we right there, we have to understand that those gifts came at no cost.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
And he didn't give us the gift to look for something, to get back something. He gave us a gift because it was an eternal gift that he gave us.
Two times,
you know, in the natural, we give gifts, but we look for a gift back.
Good morning. All right.
And if somebody don't give you a gift, if they give you a small gift, you give them a big gift. So the next Christmas, you give them a small gift.
Come on, man.
So we're judging the size of the gift. But it's not the gift that we're concerned about. It's the heart he's concerned about.
Yes.
When I think about as we celebrate the birth of children, and particularly if it's your own child, how you take care, how you prepare for the child's what? Birth, right? There's a thing called we do extreme precautions, right? We take extreme precautions, particularly our firstborn. Sometimes before birth, there's a baby shower. You have the baby shower, right? There's a baby shower that we have, right? When that baby shower prior to the birth of that child or that baby, they usually what get gifts, right? They get gifts, and mm-hmm. and it's basically like a celebration, a pre-celebration. They shower them with gifts. Amen. Yes. I just yes. wonder what yes. it would be like if we showered Jesus mm. with gifts, mm. a praise, yeah. a worship.
Yeah.
What it would be like if we shouted him with worship in our hands, yes. worshiping.
Yes.
Wide open.
Hallelujah, Lord.
What yes. would it be like if he has surrendered all to him?
Yes. yes.
What would it be like, church, if we gave him the gift back that he gave us? Mm-hmm. I just wonder what it'd be like. But this is what you can give. This is what you can give for Christmas. Number one, keep it to the basic. Surrender your life to Christ this morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give God your life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
The other gift you can give him this morning, ask him for forgiveness.
Yes.
This morning, church.
Yes.
The other gift, you can love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The other gift you can give him at no cost, you can shower him.
Yes.
With praise.
Yes.
The other one is repent for your sins.
Hallelujah.
And the unexpected gift of worship. As we move into the text in Matthew chapter 1, starting with verse 18, NIV version. This is how the birth of Jesus, a Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law. He was what? He was faithful. Faithful man, right? To the law, and yet did not want to expose her public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. I want to stay here for 1 second. Now you have to think about the story here. She was a virgin, right? Amen?
Amen.
But she became pregnant, right? Mm-hmm. What? By what? The Holy Spirit. Now you got to think about Joseph. And men, stay with me, man. You guys be saying, you know what? No, you did something. You done been with somebody. Amen? In the natural. But because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, which means that in the midst of him not understanding, you got to remember there, him not understanding what was going on, he still did not expose her. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
In public. He had mm-hmm. in mind to divorce her. So mm-hmm. that tells me that Joseph had some natural feelings that we all have, amen, mm-hmm. in a situation like this. Mm-hmm. Y'all with me, church? So let's go to the next scripture, Faith, verse number 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord, see, sometimes you got to slow down and dissect stuff before you take an action, amen? They say he did what? He considered this. It means that he had mm-hmm. some thoughts about this, right? He thought about this. They said, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as what? As your wife. All right? Because what is conceived in her is from where? It's from the Holy Spirit. She gave birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about this here. So Joseph operated in obedience, and Mary operated in faith. Hello, hello, come on. See, Joseph operated what? In obedience, and Mary operated in her faith. Did y'all get that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So verse number 22. Yeah. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. So it means that prophetically, this had already been prophetically spoken that this would happen to fulfill mm-hmm. what the Lord has said through what? Through the prophet. The virgin will what? Conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means mm-hmm. what? God is with us. Look at your neighbor and say, God is with us.
God is with us.
If you by yourself say, God is with me.
God is with me.
All right, hallelujah. Said when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Now remember this now, he had never touched her. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Now you think about this, but all the thoughts that may have went through his mind, you know, all the mm-hmm. things that he could have done, he could have left her, he could have divorced her, he could have done a whole lot of things, amen. But mm-hmm. he was obedient to what the Lord had told him to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Even in the natural, it did something seem right, but in the spirit realm, it was totally connected.
Yes.
So when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as what? As his wife. Mm-hmm. But he did not consummate their marriage until after she gave birth to a son, and he gave him what? The name Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Then King of kings, Lord of lords, the most powerful name ever given. This was what? Jesus. Do you know how to call on the name of what? Jesus. In time of trouble, you call the name of what? Jesus. In time of disappointment, you call the name of what? Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus.
The name of God will set you free. Jesus will set you free.
Yes.
See, the name, Jesus.
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 You ever been in a situation you just said Jesus? You could say, but wonder where it was this Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus. Your back ever put up against the wall and you said Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That name.
Hallelujah.
The power of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus helped me. Jesus saved me.
Yeah.
Jesus saved my children.
Yeah.
Jesus gave me another opportunity. Jesus protect me. Jesus healed my heart. Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Power in that name.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Luke,
thank you, Jesus.
Chapter 2. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, in Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house in the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him as expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby what? To be born. Verse 7. And she gave birth to her what? Firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there were no guests room available for them. And there were shepherds. There shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock. Now, I want to break this down just a little bit. Stay with me, New Life. The shepherds back then were not considered to be people of high position. Okay, and the land was not the kind of land, the fields that we were thinking about. These fields were the terrain was up, it was down, amen? It wasn't like a clear field that you see off Highway 58 headed to Franklin, amen? These were fields that were tough fields, that were mountains and terrain and all that kind of stuff, right? So it wasn't like what we were thinking in our mind, but we have to understand that they said that the shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their what? Their flocks at night. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, right? Mm-hmm. They were watching over their flock. And then verse 9 said, an angel of the Lord, who? An angel of the Lord, an mm-hmm. angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. They catch this, Gabriel, Michael,
mm-hmm.
the angels of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And they were terrified. Verse number 10. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Hallelujah. What I'm saying to you right now, church, do not be afraid of what you're dealing with. What I'm saying to you right now, do not be afraid. Because God have angels all around you. Hallelujah. You dispatched his angels ahead of you to take care of that situation. He's dispatched the angels ahead of you.
Yes, yes.
The angels are riding with you in your car. The angels are sitting right there beside you at home. The angels are in the hospital with you. The angels are everywhere you go, they're with you. He said, do not be afraid. I bring you what? Good news. See, see, and that will cause great joy for all the people. When you receive good news, don't it make you joyful? Anybody receiving the good news, they make you happy. Church, anybody receiving the good news, that just make you just want to shout and praise God. Anybody have received any good news, make you brag on God. Oh, man, bragging on God. If you were bragging, nobody brag on him. How about that, right? Amen. If you never receive any good news, it'll make you just feel so uplifted. Any good news.
Hallelujah.
When they call you and give you that job that you know you ain't qualified for, you ran around that house, didn't you? Hallelujah. When your firstborn was born and was born with no medical conditions, you was happy. Hallelujah. When you got married to that husband or to that wife, you heard that good news.
Yes.
When you got that promotion on your job, how did it make you feel? When you got that first new house, how did it make you feel, church? When you first got that new car, the good news that your credit was approved, and you know that.
Yes.
You didn't really have the credit score. And you know. When you were shaking in the back before they told you was approved. When you got in that house, and you know that it was God. Good news.
That's right.
And verse 11 says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. Now see, a Savior has been what? Has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
Amen.
12, 13. Suddenly. See, God do things sometimes suddenly. Did you know that, church?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Have you ever had a suddenly experience? Anybody but pastor.
Yes.
You ever got a phone call that was suddenly a phone call that changed the whole trajectory of your life? Have you ever got a suddenly blessing? Have you ever got a suddenly blessing? Have you ever went somewhere and suddenly somebody gave you something that you weren't expecting to receive, a gift? Have you ever suddenly something happened to you? He said, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with an angel doing what? They was praising God. And see, this is where we have to understand why praising God is so important. Hallelujah. Praising God uplift God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gives his praises through his people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Understand. You're a vessel to praise God. Hallelujah. He gives his praises done through what? Through his people. Hallelujah. So as you praising God, as the praising go up, the blessings come down, church. As the praises go up, the blessings come down. As the praising go up, the blessings come
Amen.
Down.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
You got to learn to praise him in advance. Hallelujah. Come on now. You got to learn to praise him in advance for that next opportunity. You got to learn to praise him in advance for that new thing you're trying to accomplish. You got to praise him in advance. You got to walk into places and change the trajectory of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You got to walk into places and change the trajectory of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You are not defeated. You're more than a conqueror, but we got to praise him. I was praising him yesterday on the interstate. See, I learned how to, when the interstate is bad, how to spend time with God.
Yeah.
If I don't praise him, I'm going to get upset about the traffic being backed up.
Yes.
See, y'all want to be all spiritual new life. I get it. Right? So me praising him get my mind off that 5-mile traffic back up. Turn my music on.
Hallelujah.
I get it to Kirk Franklin with the strongest beat I can find.
Yeah.
I crank it wide open. And my mind is off the traffic. So I know I'm praising God. My hand's still on the wheel. I'm in tears. I'm just thinking about the goodness of God and giving him praise for my wife, giving him praise for my grandkids, giving him praise for my home. Give him praise for my job. Give him praise for me. Give him praise for my life, for supporting me. Give him praise for my resources. Give him praise for not having
praise him.
Give him praise. Give him praise for not
everything.
Being
everything.
Give him praise for life. Give him praise for my family, my sisters, my
brothers.
Give him praise.
Yes.
Yes.
So you gotta learn how to praise it when nobody's around you. Hallelujah. It's easy to come into the church and the drums are playing,
yes,
and the keyboard is playing, and the worship team is leading and lift your hands up. But can you do it without no music? Can you make your own music?
Hallelujah.
He's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
He's worthy to. Matter of fact, he's more than worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Right now. Look, let's pray. Praise him for the breakthrough. Praise him for what you already been through. Hey. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes. Praise him for the breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Praise him for what you already been through, church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. But it was him that gave you that peace.
Hallelujah.
It's to pass your own understanding. It was him. Hallelujah. This morning.
Hallelujah.
You got a lot to be thankful for.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
They said they were just praising him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praising him up and song. It was there was worship here. They were lifting up their voices to him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The demons are not going to get you through.
Hallelujah.
He's going to get you through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You know he's already done for you. You know what you've been through in 2020, 2019, whatever it may be. You know, and you still stand there strong and believing in your faith.
Yes.
In the midst of it, you still believing in your faith.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Preacher.
He said, praise God and said,
hallelujah.
And praise God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In the highest heaven.
Yes,
you know, and on earth peace to
bless
those
your holy name,
whom his favor rests. Now, the church, help me out. Help me out, Holy Spirit. I get a little off the chart here. Stay with me.
All right.
Verse 14 said, glory to who? To God. Everything that we do should be what? Glory to what? God. To sit in the highest heaven. To sit in the
highest heaven.
And on earth peace.
Glory.
Now, you can't see my hands. Heaven is at the highest place.
Yes.
And earth is at the lowest place.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay with me. Revelation time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The highest place in earth is the lowest place. The blessings is at the highest place. How do you get the blessings to flow at the lowest place on earth in which you live today?
Praise.
That is a struggle between the highest place and the earth, the place. The in between heaven and earth, it said, how do it be thy name? What? Thou kingdom come on earth, right? As it is in heaven.
Yeah.
So how do you get those blessings and those gifts in heaven to manifest into your life on earth?
Hallelujah.
Are you ready for that? How do you pour them blessings down from heaven that's already stored up for you to manifest itself on earth in your life? Okay, here we go. Revelation time. The biggest struggle that we have is not the heaven and the earth, it's the in-between. Because in between the two is where the tests take place. In between the two is where you got to stand firm on your faith. In between the two is where you got to trust God. In between the two, the enemy is going to attack you what? The most. In between the two, the heaven and the earth, that's when the blessings will flow on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah, thy kingdom come, what? Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, I'm not just waiting to try to get to heaven. I want some of my blessings and gifts on earth. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. I'm not just living to get to heaven. That's already done. You're already there. Mm-hmm. But you want your blessings to manifest well on earth. You want your blessings to come under the Christmas tree. You want your blessings to be in your home. You want your blessings to be on earth in your health. Holistically.
Yes, yes.
Blessings. Woo! He said, glory to God in the highest of heaven, peace on earth. On earth peace, I'm sorry, on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. Now, y'all know something?
Jesus.
Favor ain't fair.
That's right.
You understand that? We said one more time, Pastor. What you mean, Pastor? Favor ain't fair.
It just ain't.
God in favor whomever he wants.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. And some people get jealous of the favor of God that rests on your life.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they should have it. And you deserve it. Anybody been there?
Mm-hmm.
You've been around people that always talking about what somebody deserves, what somebody don't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Because they see the favor of God on your life. Mm-hmm. And your circumstances ain't got nothing to do with the amount of favor that's granted to you.
Come on now.
See, y'all have got me in another lane now. Your circumstances have nothing to do with the favor that's granted upon you.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, your mistakes in life have nothing to do with the favor of God in your life.
Jesus.
As a matter of fact, let me take a little bit deeper. We are our worst enemy.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's coming from. Sometimes we always talk about need to be delivered from people. We need to be delivered from self.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch that, did you?
Mm-hmm.
People is one thing,
right.
But when self need to be delivered from self,
mm-hmm.
See, there are some ways about us that people ain't got nothing to do with.
Yeah.
It's self.
That's right.
That needs to be delivered from self.
Yeah.
Deliver me for myself, oh Lord.
Oh. Yeah.
Sometimes self can be the biggest destruction in your life.
Yes, God.
And Pastor ain't talking about being selfish.
Mm.
I'm talking about the addictions, the ways, the things in your life that you have been fighting over and over and over and over. Matter of fact, put it to you this way. The enemy is not even fighting you in that area of your life no more. He tells his boy demons, look, they're gonna self-destruct, go somewhere else, go on to the next
one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They imprison themselves within their own mind. God almighty.
That's good.
You can imprison yourself within your own mind. When God has given you the keys, what? To the kingdom, right? To unlock yourself from being self-contaminated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another. Now you gotta remember, this was a shock to them, right? These are shepherds. Mm-hmm. They're attending to their flock at night. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was what? Lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. Now, this is the first time, here you go, theological, put some theology into this. This is the first time that even the shepherds had begin to have faith.
Mm.
And this is the first time that the shepherds begin to not just have faith, but they also begin to walk into a place of obedience. Check this out. What are you talking about, Pastor? Because they went out from what they saw and they spread the word concerning about what? About this child, which was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, they was doing what? They were tending to the flocks. You might have said earlier, the shepherds were not people of high prestige. They weren't prestigious people. Amen? Amen. But when they obey, see, this is the deal. This is not really so much dealing with the birth of Jesus. This is dealing with the birth of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all catch that?
I did.
This is talking about obedience. Everything they did, they were told to do. They did what? They did it. And see, in our lives, too many times, God would tell us to do something, and we want to question God again. Did you really say that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk yourself out of what he told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just start operating what? In obedience. Mm-hmm. All right? Start operating in obedience of the word that the Lord has given you. He told him. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread what? The word. See, we're supposed to be doing what? That was spreading the birth of Christ. We're supposed to be spreading the word of God.
Yes.
See, obedience is better than sacrifice. We're supposed to be sharing the gospel.
Yes, God.
Are you sharing the gospel? Are you just listening to the gospel? Or are you just getting fed on the gospel? Are you trying to digest what you can get for you as opposed to passing it on to someone else who needs it? Yeah. See, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child in verse number 18. And to all who heard it were amazed, right? At what the shepherds said to them. Now they've got to remember that the shepherds are getting credibility. You see what's happening? You see a transfer, right? The shepherds now are getting really credibility because people are believing what, and they was amazed by what the shepherds had told them. It said, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned. They were doing what again? Glorifying. And what? Praising God for all the things that heard and seen. See, we got to be glorifying and praising God for all the things he's already done. All the things you've heard. All the things you've seen him do in your life. See, I don't know about you, but I don't have to be in the situation that I'm in. If it wasn't for the goodness of God, I wouldn't be here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
If it wasn't for God protecting me, I wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Praising God. For all the things they had heard and seen. You see, some of us right now, you know, we have a long history of being Christians, right? So you've seen a lot. You've already seen God do some things in your life.
Yes.
You already seen God give you some victories. Amen. You already seen God, when your back was up against the wall, bring you out that wall, outside of that wall, and bring you to a place of glory, bring you to a place of blessings. You already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody saw it. You saw it with your own eyes. He said, on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named what? Jesus. The angel had given him before he was conceived. I remember that I was told, and it blessed me so much, that when my mother passed away, the last words my dad heard her say was, Jesus. And my brother and sister may not even know this. My dad said, when she was passing away, she could call the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I never forgot the power of that name. So we have to understand that in Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8, and by the way, me knowing that gave me peace. Hallelujah. Keep this book of the law always what? On your lips. Meditate on it day what? And night. It didn't say meditate during the day. It said day what? And night. So that you may what? Be careful to do what? Everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Christ was born as our Savior. But then there were some other things that we need to do also personally is to keep the book of the law on our lips, right? It's to meditate on it, what? Day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be what? Prosperous and successful. And I want to say to you this morning, how many people want to be prosperous? If you don't, I will be down there tomorrow when we do a counseling session. How many people want to be successful? How many people have tried to get prosperity outside of the law, the book of the law? How many times that you climbed a mountain and found it was a counterfeit? How many times when you got to the top of a mountain and looked down and realized you had climbed the wrong mountain? Anybody been there? How many times when you elevated yourself? How many times when you had to do everything to be successful, everything to be prosperous, the money looked good, everything looked good? Then you get to the mountaintop and realize that, hey, I climbed the wrong mountain, and that mountain came tumbling down. Hallelujah. But when you build upon that rock, the church, we got to get back to building upon what? The rock. Hallelujah. It is never late to rebuild. Hallelujah. It's never late to remodel. Here we go. Never too late to remodel your life. Rebrand yourself. Repurpose yourself. We're going to go into 2021. Hallelujah. I know we all be glad when 2020 is over. But let me tell you something. If you have the same mindset you got now in 2020, nothing going to change in 2021. You're in 2021, walk around a 2020 mind. And some of us walking around right now in a 1980 mind. 1990. I remember when. I remember this. I remember that. Everything is remember, 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 remember. But what have you done lately for the Lord? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. What are you doing now for the Lord? Hallelujah. We believe in the memories. We believe in all of that. But we got to come to a place of reverence where we can operate in the presence of the Lord. In the present and the presence. Hello. Present is a name. In his presence, in his love. He said, then you'd be what? Prosperous and successful. Am I closing? I'm going to jump right quickly, a few minutes, into Acts chapter 27. You got it, Faith? I want to go to something here. When neither the sun nor the stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. After they had gone a long time without food, after they had gone a long time in a pandemic, after they had gone a long time staying at home, after they had been a long time with no income, after they had been a long time hurting, after they had been a long time not knowing what's going to happen, after they had been a long time not knowing what's next, after they had been a long time not being in the church, after they had been a long time hanging out on Zoom, after they had been a long time husband and wife not speaking, after they had been a long time children not acting up, it's been a long time. Social distancing. I want to bring that reverence to you. Paul stood up and said before them, men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. But then you have spared yourselves, you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. He said here, it's something about storms. And even in the midst of a storm, you still need to maintain obedience. Amen. In the midst of the storm, they gave all hope of being saved. Go to the next one real quick. But now I urge you to keep your courage through life, because not one of you will be lost. New life this morning. It said only the ship would be destroyed, not the people. I want to encourage you this morning. Stay encouraged. Trust God. Lean not to your own understanding. Lift up the name of Jesus like you never lifted up before. I tell you what, right now, I don't know about you, but we all have been impacted by, we say, 2020. And I'm very transparent. I've become more closer to God ever came in my entire life. I don't know about you. Maybe you always had it going on with him. But this pandemic has not only caused me to get closer to God, but also to understand myself. And we're in a season where we have become unified as the body of Christ. All the eyes need to be gone. And we need to be talking about we. Because we're in this together in Christ Jesus. Yeah. So I want to encourage you this morning. Enjoy your Christmas. Have a blast. Enjoy the lights. I love Christmas trees. I love lights. I love putting up the tree. I love decorating the tree. I love my imagination going wild with the lights and everything. But also I love Jesus more and the purpose of it. So as I turn the service over to Faith, I want to give you an opportunity this morning to just reflect on God's goodness, to reflect on all the things he's done for you, to reflect and then celebrate your reflections. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the word of the Lord this morning.
Yes,
Lord. God, I pray for every heart is broken. Mm. I pray for every person in the sound of my voice that you've given life to, you give it more abundantly. Lord, I pray that we will even come closer together, understanding that we need each other. God, we thank you. We thank you for this Zoom opportunity. We thank you for the leadership. We thank you for the visitors. We thank you for the children. We thank you for increase. We thank you for allowing us to see another Sunday before Christmas. We thank you for another day. Forgive us for taking things for granted. Forgive us, Lord God, for not being worshipers only in times of need. Worship it only in time of need. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
God, we come before you this morning with a joyful heart. Mm. And you sing joy and praises for the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.